Pastor, Lord, and High Priest David Michael Searcy was introduced to several religious beliefs in his upbringing as a youth, which sparked his desire to study religion and spirituality. His ministry is infused with his Pentecostal roots, Wicca, and science of mind, which he has studied and practiced for over 30 years. He was ordained on October 16, 2010, as a second degree priest associate minister in the Ravenwood tradition by Ravenstone Church and Seminary in Dallas, Georgia. And on October 26, 2011, he earned his spiritual practitioner's license from the International Centers of Spiritual Living. On October 14, 2017, he was elevated to the rank, title, and responsibility of a third degree and high priest, which is the highest rank in the Wiccan tradition, by Grove of the Willowwood Church and Seminary in Dahlonega, Georgia. And on October 7th of 2018, he was publicly set forth by the laying on of hands by the Presbytery of Spirit and Truth Sanctuary as an ordained pastor. He serves with the pastoral staff of Spirit and Truth Sanctuary in Decatur, Georgia, and Grove of the Willowwood Coven in Dahlonega, Georgia. The core focus and joy of his ministry is to bring each individual he touches into the remembrance of their true inner divinity and beauty by assisting all with cultivating their personal love affair with Source and living their true authentic selves. His work with angels also demonstrates that we all have a whole network of angelic beings, teachers, guides, healers, avatars, and ancestors assisting us on our spiritual journey. Growing up, he was an Army brat who finally settled in Atlanta. He enjoys a 28-year professional career as a concierge with Marriott International and is currently the senior concierge with their W brand at the West Atlanta Buckhead Hotel. He shares his life with partner John Dana Myers, who is an intuitive massage and body worker. Their cat, Bastet.
Like mask.
Okay. And their Shorkey. What's a Shorkey?
Shih Tzu Yorkie.
Okay. And what is it you call Loki, David?
Chabrador.
We have a Chabrador.
Which is?
A chow and a lab.
Oh,
mix.
Wow.
He's like a miniature lab with a corkscrew tail.
He
looks a lot like a lab. He's got the lab temperament, but he's got the chow, thick undercoat. Anyway, sorry, I just had to throw that in. Okay, I just never heard of a Shorty.
No, I haven't either.
Princess Leia Organa. Is that how you pronounce that? Yeah. A big kid at heart, he is a comic book collector and a Marvel and DC comic toy and statuary collector. He loves reading, movies, amusement parks, dining, traveling, ministering, and giving big hugs. Okay. His sermon today is, "It's out with the old and in with the bold." You have it.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I have matches. There's a reason. So we're going to get all comfy in our chairs, like we do when I come. Just get quiet and close your eyes if you choose. We're going to call in our guides and our ancestors and our angels. So right here and right now, just take a deep breath in and release, and another wonderful deep breath in and release, and a deep breath in and release. Right here, right now, we know that we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses that support us and that guide us and assist us on this journey. And in the East, we welcome in the presence of the angel Raphael, the angel of healing, healing and communication, healing the communication that we speak to ourselves every day in our minds, healing our communication when we're speaking to others. We know that this healing energy moves in through and as us, all through our bodies, to every cell, through every vein and capillary and blood vessel and artery. This healing energy is moving through our bodies right here and right now. We welcome this healing. We are healthy, whole, and complete. And then in the south, we welcome in Michael, Mikael, the angel of loving kindness, grace, compassion, forgiveness. We make the choice right here, right now, to forgive ourselves. We choose to forgive ourselves, and we choose to make a choice to forgive others in our lives, past, present, and future. We welcome this presence. In the west, we welcome in Gabriel. This is the power and place of knowing. Knowing that you are one with Goddess, God, whatever you may call it. You're one with the thing itself that created the multi-universes. There's never been a time or a space or a place that you've ever been separate. Sin does not exist. Hell does not exist. You've always been one with the One. We welcome this knowing right here, right now. And in the north, we welcome Uriel, the light of God, the light of truth, the light of knowing, that place where we have the aha moments, the light bulb goes off, a new idea comes, a new way of thinking, a new way of being, a new way of showing up. We welcome this insight and sight beyond sight and hearing beyond natural hearing, the connection to the all, knowing that in our lives and through our daily lives, that solution always exists. The answers are always present. We are always guided. We are never alone. We welcome this right here and right now. And we say yes to the One, the All, and the Only. The She, He, the We, the I, the You, the Us. We welcome the presence. We welcome that presence, the divinity that shows up in each one of us. When we look into the eyes of the other, we see divinity. And when they look back at you, they see truly the divine. We welcome this here and now. And we say, so mote be, and so it is. And so in our tradition, we've gathered and welcomed all these beautiful beings. So turn to your neighbor and say, welcome to you and your companions. I have to be honest, I stole this title from my hotel. So we just went through a major renovation. Everyone's getting all renovated for the Super Bowl coming up. So all the hotels are redoing everything. And the way we explained it to our guest, that it was out with the old, in with the bold. So that was our slogan. Every hotel had a different slogan for their renovation. And ours actually wasn't called a renovation. It was called a glam up. So that's what we called it. The guests liked it. Some of them didn't like it, especially when they had to hear the drilling. But I thought that title was really beautiful for a new year. We opened a brand new hotel at the end of December the 1st of January. New model, brand new rooms, brand new everything. I got my own desk, personally built for me, and had a lot of say into it, so that was fun to do that. Marble and everything. I have to show you pictures. It's cute. So that title, I said, wow, that's great for a new year, because I haven't seen you guys, so Happy New Year. So out with the old, in with the bold. Let's see where this takes us. I found a quote from Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. There's a spiritual giant within you. which is always struggling to burst its way out of the prison you have made for it. There's a spiritual giant within you, which is always struggling to burst its way out of the prison you have made for it. Chew on that one. Today we'll be celebrating what I call a phoenix ceremony, and some of you may know it as a burning bowl ceremony. Symbolically releasing bad habits, negative thoughts, emotions, unhealthy relationships into the flames of transformation. And then we'll be calling into our lives those miraculous, amazing events that will transform and reshape our lives in 2019. Life is a process of letting go and letting. This is the rhythm of the universe. This is the rhythm of life. Call it the divine rhythm. Because I am a man of ritualism, and I love rituals. I love the Unitarian rituals, I love the Wiccan rituals, I just love ritual. I really do love this type of amazing magical releasing. This should be done, in my opinion, at least twice a year, because we're all like vacuum cleaners during the year. We suck up so much junk over the year, and some of that junk is not even ours. It's other people's shifts. You find yourself heavy with anger, resentments, and regrets, suffering over past experiences. The true key to all of this is forgiveness and letting go. My mother has a true life statement that she's always said that I've had to use actually with her in our relationship. And that statement is, you make the choice, the conscious choice, to always forgive before you can feel it. Choosing to forgive before you actually feel the forgiveness. If you have those moments or those family reunions that someone just irks you, and you thought you got over it, and it still irks you, you haven't let it go, you haven't moved past it, and you know the person's going on with their lives. It's your stuff. You have to unhook yourself from that person. Maybe sometimes physically unhook yourself from that person to find resolution, but that's forgiveness for me. And I've lived by that. So that quote was Miss Glenda Hamm, that's from my mom. I had the experience last week of unhooking, or understanding that I had moved through something large in my life. Had the experience last week that over the years of having burning bowl ceremonies and working forgiveness work, I saw the fruit that had actually really, really happened. I had a past spiritual teacher some years back who appeared in the same place that I was, which was strange and magical. But the weird thing is, in that relationship, this spiritual teacher, which we'll remain nameless in this conversation, was gaslighting me for years. Do you know what gaslighting is?
No.
Let me break it down for you. Gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation that seeks to sow seeds of doubt in a targeted individual or in members of a targeted group, making them question their own memory, perception, and sanity. Using persistent denial, misdirection, contradiction, passive-aggressive behavior, and lying in attempts to destabilize the victim and make the victim feel that they're kind of crazy, turning the picture on them. That's gaslighting. So recognize it when you see it. But that had taken place for years with this particular person. And the crazy thing is, when I saw this person in the room, I knew that I had moved past it. I was genuinely glad to see them, welcome them. They were visiting one of our church and took them around and showed them the church. I didn't have that yucky feeling in the pit of my stomach. It was like, wow, I've really grown up. I've really moved in forgiveness. Because I remember I was in a place where I gave my power away to this person. And you know, people don't take your power, you give it to them. So I gave my power away, but I reclaimed that. And so when I saw the person, I was like, this is cool. I'm empowered, I'm good. We're good. Not to say we're going to be hanging out and having lunch and all that ain't happening. But I'm in forgiveness. And I know that I've actually really truly moved through it. So this exercise of the burning bowl is actually a really good idea to do with boards. Because I was on church boards, and sometimes church boards, let's just say I won't be on another one for a long time to come. But in those situations, you can learn to release, to let go, to forgive, and to embrace new ideas and ways of leading. You can use this ceremony for family, friends, lovers, and you can also use it for world leaders. Hint, hint. This can help us to get rid of the separation of us and them. This can really keep us in a place of knowing what we want for our lives, knowing how to get it. You may not know all the details of how to get it, but setting the intention through this ceremony is going to help. Because what we're going to do in a few minutes, and John will pass them around in a few minutes, we have little pieces of paper. And you're going to write on one side what you want to release. And then on the other side, you're going to write what you want to manifest. And then we're going to do a little magical releasing with those. But for now, sit back. You know what I'm getting ready to do. We're going to have a little meditation. And on this, just think about forgiveness.
I'm coming up on the earth.
I guess that's the end. Thank you, Casey. Casey came up with a backup plan. We weren't sure if it was going to work on the phone. So Casey is totally the best. Love him. The two folk, yes. Woo! Love us some Casey. The true focus of the ceremony is about change, as well as taking personal responsibility for our own lives. Excuse me. Facilitating change takes us outside of the walled paths of our ordinary traveled minds. New neural pathways open in our brains, combating repetitive negative thoughts and feelings. The Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius said, "Life is what our thoughts make it." Paul in Romans 12:2 says, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds." Mental transformation brings inner transformation. So before we get into the place of writing, just kind of think about some things. Some things you may want to release. Maybe health. Are you currently facing health challenges? Physical, psychological, emotional, or spiritual? What do you need to release or want to go from here? Relationships. Are you stuck in some codependent relationship that's harming you as well as the other person? Home. What do you desire different in your home? Less conflict, friction, clutter, junk? Finances. Do you have money worries? Healthy and unhealthy debt? Work, school, college, and university. What do you want out of that? Leisure time. What is preventing you from enjoying good leisure time and contentment? Remember that you have the power and the responsibility to make better choices if you want to live a happier life. Now as we move out of the old and move into this beautiful, bold, new self, being wonderful badasses, is that a good word? Divine badasses. Philippians 3:13-14 says, "Forgetting those things which are behind us, reaching forth and pressing toward the mark, the place of the new you." Today we'll release old hurts, grudges, anything that burdens our minds, while at the same time seeing and speaking those things in our lives that we wish to manifest. The Phoenix Ceremony, the reason why we call it that, the Phoenix is the mythological bird that lived for 5 to 6 centuries in the Arabian desert. After this time, it would burn itself, and then out of those burnt ashes will come a new, younger, more powerful phoenix. That's what we're doing today. And we're using a wonderful cobalt blue vase. Cobalt blue is my favorite. So cobalt is one of those things that brings, it sets us free from limiting beliefs and blocks, stimulates the imagination, lifts the mood, brings one into deeper contemplation, to stay in a place of grace and inner peace. Opening the third eye, visioning a newer place of being, programming oneself to more of the divine current. Love cobalt blue. Have a lot of cobalt blue in the house. So with this ceremony, my partner, John, is gonna let you take a piece of paper, it's a little small piece. So one side, write what you want to release, and the other side, write what you want to let to bring into your life. So releasing and bringing in, releasing and bringing in. There's little pencils in there also, so if you don't have a writing utensil, we have some. And then John's gonna play some beautiful music while we're doing this. Thank you, John. John's awesome too. The one playing and the one standing. Thank you. Is everyone kind of finished? So if you are, and if you're surviving, that's okay. Just kind of fold it and just put it here. Right into the cobalt blue vase. And John will come back and get the pencils later. Is everybody in? Not that close to your face, though. So stay with me as we release and bring in what we desire. I am free.
I am free.
I am unlimited.
I am unlimited.
There are no chains that bind me.
There are no chains that bind me.
I am free.
I am unlimited.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Say it like you mean it. Right now.
Right now.
Yes, thank you. And so it is. No. They don't want to go. They gotta go. Right. Someone doesn't want to let go. Let go. Let go. Bravo. It's all about flaming to the church. Forgive me. Yes. So that's the ceremony. It's symbolic, but in your lives, it's real. Your brain believes it's real. It knows no difference. In your mind, it knows it's gone. It knows there's a new beginning. It knows there's a new start. It's a new day. Embrace it, receive it, believe it. So right now, we close our eyes. We say to the universe, thank you for this moment, this time, this space. Thank you for this wonderful idea we call Mountain Light. Thank you for the wonderful board that serves this community. Thank you for all the dreams that we have for this wonderful city of light, city of wealth and health and prosperity. We know abundance for this family called Mountain Light. We know health and healing for this place called Mountain Light. And we give thanks. We give thanks that this is here. This is here for the world, for people, from all backgrounds to connect with, to find home, to call home, to have a family. We love Mountain Light, and we say thank you, thank you, thank you, and so it is.
Challenges, and I need help because I am angry, and I am for the Women's March, but it's being hijacked, and I just need some direction.
You are not alone.
Right. So a good place to start is anger. I know that sounds really, really crazy, but start with the anger, because when you feel the anger, you're admitting that, for one, you do care. There's a passion there. Anger's not all bad. So yes, be angry. But take that anger from the place of anger and make another step over to a place of forgiveness, to a place of understanding. It doesn't come overnight. It doesn't come overnight. Making the choice to forgive before you feel it.
Okay.
Forgiveness starts as a choice.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The majority,
I'm very honored by the concept of the Women's March, but they align with Farrakhan. Farrakhan is calls Jews termites and wants to wipe Israel off the state and wants to wipe Israel off the map. And I'm having trouble forgiving the alignment, but you're helping me.
Right. Yes.
I'm one of the few white men who has ever met Farrakhan and shaken his hand, and he is a very small, wormy man in a $10,000 suit. So if you think about that, if you think about that, wait a minute, this guy is no more or less than anything else. The only thing that protects him from the world is a phalanx of huge other black men in $1,000 suits. But he himself is, I was so surprised that he was this little guy, and he has no power except for these people around him.
Thank you.
Bruce.
To pursue the question, and thank you for raising it, very, very helpful, how we take an essentially theoretical concept that we celebrate with a flame. We follow up with the question, okay, what do we do? Not what do we feel, what do we do? What does forgiveness look like in the next steps we take? Because the problem is not Farrakhan. The problem is a few of the leaders of the Women's March who, for Lord only knows what reason, publicly allied themselves with that reprobate Farrakhan. I'm not interested in forgiving Farrakhan. How do we proceed with promoting women's rights, which are at the basis of the whole concept of human rights, in this current atmosphere? How do we use that movement wisely and get rid of this distraction? Good Lord, what were those people thinking? How do we get rid of this distraction, pursue the structure and the energy of the Women's March in an atmosphere of forgiveness. I flat don't know what that looks like, what that behavior looks like, other than to say all we can do is identify those leaders that so stupidly crippled this women's movement and not punish, just ignore those people.
Yeah.
And drive on. I don't really know what that behavior looks like, but it seems to me that's what we got to do.
No.
And the key word is do,
yeah.
Not feel.
Ellen, she's burning. Come on.
The Women's March encompasses so many things. You know, gun rights and gun dangers. Black Lives Matter. Black Women's Lives Matter. One man or a group of men are not taking over the Women's March. The Women's March is compelled by women who love everybody, who love all women. And Farrakhan is nothing. And those people who are marching are something. And it's not his march. It's not his march. It's our march. It's Mount Light March. It's not his march.
Okay.
Okay, so the forgiveness thing is, first of all, if you've got something that makes you angry or someone's wronged you or someone's hijacked a march, you got to ask yourself, what part of me is not okay with that? And when we identify the part of our being that's not okay with that, we can then let go and take our power back into the present moment. If we stay focused on the little smoke screens of what's going on, and like Helen said, there's a whole lot more going on than just Louis Farrakhan hijacking a march, or trying to hijack a march. There's, I'm sure, a whole lot of good things going on, and a whole lot of progress and intention. And if we stay focused on that little part of it, then we fall prey to another smokescreen of illusion.
And give someone else our power.
And if we stay, the longer we stay focused there and don't release ourselves from that thought, we're not here in the present moment. We're stuck somewhere else. We've given away our power. We want our power right here in the present moment. This is the only place we can affect change. And if it has to go back to affect change in our little community, in our family, and our friends, and then let our vibration spread out from there, that's where healing really takes place.
Thank you.
No one's going to applaud this next comment.
That's good. Come on, Bruce.
Listen to what just happened here in our rhetoric, in our discussion. It is so easy when you're talking about women's rights to blame some guy. Farrakhan is not the issue. Farrakhan is weak. Farrakhan is a worm. The issue, the person I am having a hard time forgiving, is that beautiful, bright, black woman who allied herself with Farrakhan and weakened and derailed the influence of the movement. So, The issue is, what do we do? And the answer is not condemn Farrakhan. That's too easy. That fits into our own prejudices too comfortably.
Yeah.
What do we do about that woman? What do we do about that woman?
Possibly leadership.
I don't think it's about doing anything to somebody else. It's about what are we going to do with our anger to bring that power back to ourselves, to use our anger to make our voice heard. It's not about what are we going to do about them. It's what are we going to do to change what we have the power to change.
It's not comfortable
no.
to go after a woman, is it?
We don't believe that at the present moment no one is saying to this woman, what the hell were you thinking?
Have you done? Yeah, other people are already on the front line doing that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. And the repudiation of this position that she took is probably being worked out right now. You know?
Mm-hmm. She probably had a real good aha moment. Right. A lot of women need, yes. Yes. But it was powerful, Bruce. Thank you.